We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Ow! Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you mother fathers. You guys are a delight. It is lovely to be here on this wonderful, absolutely pouring rain Friday morning. Pouring rain is what we want. It's just, it's hard to drive in, right, Nick? I mean, that
1,000%.
That had to be a tough drive this morning.
Yeah, everybody going 25 and 30 on the Bay Bridge.
Well, oh. Yeah. Well, that's the speed you should be going.
That sounds safe. Good. It's good. It's just a lot. It's just a lot of work to get here. Yeah.
How long did it take you? Like an hour? How long did it take?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
An hour and 15.
Mm-hmm. What does it take when you're going speed limit and no traffic?
Like 35 to 39 minutes around there.
What time did you leave this morning?
Well, I couldn't really sleep, so I kind of left around 3:15.
Whoa.
Just to kind of get some, because I knew this was going to be an issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well. So you got here right on time at 4:30.
You know the feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Driving in that weather is actually super stressful, and it's really about the concentration level you have to keep up. And I hate to say it, but we're all used to
doing
three things at once too.
Mm-hmm. That is
so
true, Vin.
The idea that you're like locked into your windshield and
it's
just
exhausting.
Trying to—it's a trip. It's not something we're used to. We're usually let me fiddle with the radio. Let me do this.
Right.
Yeah. I usually fiddle with my music, and I was like, not doing that today.
Right.
Focus.
Right.
Focus. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's
It's not that bad where I'm at right now.
Oh, really?
But you're making a good announcement. So the rain is gonna be through the morning, and then we'll get a break. It's gonna stay cloudy, but we'll have a break most of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if you have to get out and drive in this, just know this is the rain for your morning. It's going to be for the morning commute for sure.
And it's in places it's really heavy. I mean, I got woken up like three times last night just by the thunderous rain on my. I was just like, holy crap! I know I do actually love a rainy night when I don't have to drive to work. But I thought about Nikki a couple times. I'm like, damn, that girl still has to come
in. Is she going
to
make it?
Is she going to make it? Will she be there?
Because
honestly, you're like the key element that has to make it. You know? You got a lot going on as it is. Hello, rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So give yourself extra time today. If you listen to us now and you think you don't have to leave for half an hour, I don't know. Maybe rethink it. And then you can go slow, and at least that's not one of your worries, is that you're going to be late.
Yeah. It was nice just taking my time and just cruising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do that.
Relax. It's nice. Don't worry about it. Anyway, it's not a weekend you can have a bunch of outdoor plans on either. This is going to continue through like Tuesday.
Into next week. I don't know where or when, but there's too much space between us all to let anybody know exactly what'll happen for them. But it's going to go into next week for sure.
You have a creek right behind your house, too. How is that looking? Our creek is crazy right now.
I haven't looked at it. I got, weirdly, I was really excited about what we were going to do yesterday.
I think it went really well, fun. By the way. If you
do?
Oh, my God. I loved it. Oh, you didn't love it?
No, I didn't. I was distracted. I, unfortunately, I had a couple things happen out of nowhere.
You do, right. Yes,
and I got super distracted,
those, yeah.
And I was definitely like, after it all, I went, I hate when there's crap. That's why I like doing mornings, because usually nothing can come up in
before,
your day.
Right. You have only that.
That you find uh-huh. yourself distracted by. So right. For whatever reason, I went to get in my car yesterday after we finished our regular show, and there was rain pouring through the front windshield.
Oh, and so at the top divide. Of the windshield, it was coming down?
I think. I didn't even realize it at the time because I hadn't had time to really survey the whole thing. But there was mm-hmm. the ceiling was wet. You know, like the padding on your ceiling,
yeah,
that
sure.
was wet
right,
too.
Right.
So I had a windshield replaced recently.
It's got to be it.
And that's got to be it. I don't tinker right. at
no,
all.
You're not a tinkerer.
So there's not, it's not one of those, well, where you're fiddling with. No, I don't fiddle with anything.
I don't know what's up there. I've never even touched the roof of my car before.
Right. So anyway, that sort of set me into distraction, and I did end up right after we finished getting the car dropped off, and now I've got a loaner car. And
so you had to drive a soaking wet car
into over the hill.
Over
into,
the hill in the rain.
That it wasn't raining.
Fun.
It wasn't bad.
Oh, that's good.
In fact, it was fine. What I'm getting at though is I felt distraction, and I don't.
Yes.
Remember the show quite like I'd like to.
Well, let me remind you, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, we do right. these things called random hookups. We have a YouTube channel. It's called youtube.com/randomhookups. Please like and subscribe. And then you'll know when we're going to go live. We go mm-hmm. live sometimes. Like on Fridays, we do happy hours. And we've done a couple Big Brother roundups. Right. And so we wanted to do this particular show specifically because we both... All of us really watched Ted Lasso, finished both seasons, and mm-hmm. watched Squid Game and finished that season. So, because these days, spoilers are everyone's all pissed off about getting things spoiled. Specifically, do not watch this video until you've finished season two of Ted Lasso and the whole Squid Game. Right. So
it's
it'll
a review
be there
of those shows, and you will get it spoiled. And yeah. we will laugh because mm-hmm. we're telling you now.
We're telling you now.
It's a review show. It's about yeah. those shows. We're talking in detail about
yes.
Ted Lasso season two and Squid Game season one.
That's
in detail.
Right. We're just enthusing away at them. It wasn't right. like we, you know, broke new ground. We're just, we were excited
sharing
about
our
them.
Thoughts.
And it's fun to talk to your friends about mm-hmm. the things that you've seen together. So once you finish, and it's Ted Lasso first.
Yeah.
So you could watch that when we start talking about Squid Game, you could jump off. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't care about Ted Lasso, just fast forward to, I don't know, it was long. It was like an hour long. So mm-hmm. Halfway through or so, we switch over to Squid Game. But it's always going to be there. It's at youtube.com/randomhookups. Mm-hmm. So once you finish those things, or if you ever do and you're interested to hear our thoughts. It's great, though, because so many people jumped on and just had thoughts and
yeah,
theories. And they noticed this foreshadowing and they were into this. And it was really...
It was supposed to be with our partners, though, and both of our partners shined us on.
Both of them found a way to not be on it. Oh, Chris jumped on at the very end, but John.
What I didn't realize
bolted.
Is that, and this happens, and this is just one of those things that she's doing a great job with, so I can't thank her enough. But whenever my kid has a very restricted diet, it just mm-hmm. is the way it is,
yep.
and it's gonna be that way, period. Okay, so when there's birthday parties at school. She yeah. can't eat what everybody's going to eat.
Oh, that
and,
sucks.
And Christina had been tipped off by the teacher early yesterday morning. Hey, we've got a party. So if you want to bring something for Isla. So Christina made some cupcakes that were
edible by your daughter.
Worked mm. for her diet and had to make enough to bring extra because she didn't want to, if anyone goes, oh, what are those? She
yep.
wanted to be able to share. So not only did she make those while she was working, but she ran them over to the school while she was supposed to be on with us. So
that's
when she walked in...
legitimate.
She was in like an overcoat or something, and I'm like, what are you... you and your freezing. But actually, she'd been out and right. doing that, which is
she ran right in.
It's hard to give her grief about.
Well,
that.
Well, she seems like she actually likes to be a part of these things. And John, it's like I have to grab him by the ear and yank him into the. He says, "Nobody wants to see me." I'm like, "No, it's fun. It's
fun." Right?
I actually do think it's fun when, like, I love seeing Chris, and I love that we both have. I think interesting partners, and I think that's. I'd love to see Anita on these things.
Yeah,
I would. Why are you laughing?
She just wouldn't do it. I know she wouldn't do it.
Why though? I don't understand.
You know she's quiet, whether mm-hmm. or not that.
Well,
she's
so is
that
Chris,
way.
But Chris is down.
Christina's not though. Christina is can be quiet, but she also can be. She's hyper social. On a level that even you and I aren't.
Oh, yeah. I'm very antisocial.
So actually, while you could say that she's kind of quiet, in reality, she's a weird mix of quiet and truly hypersocial. Like,
right. Well, she's... I always think that these quiet people... Because John can be a really quiet person, too. But once he knows you and once he has formed his... Because he'll sit and form an opinion about you. And then
oh,
he...
Oh, that's nice.
And then he lets... You know, but the thing about John is... He'll go, you know, I'm like, oh, man, I loved, you know, we went to a party and I met this person and I thought that he goes, no, they're no good.
Oh, boy.
You don't. And I'm like, no, you're crazy. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And then turns out they're no good. You find out later. I'm like, holy crap. How did you pull that from 5 minutes of talking to them? It's crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, I wish that they would both come on more. And
well,
John
that's
heard
why
we were
she
doing
wasn't
it.
There. But she did. The moment for me was when I was explaining to you how she just loves that Sam. Mm-hmm. And then oh, yeah. Sarah goes, oh, I love him too. Isn't he great? And I'm just like, oh, you are rotten. You would.
He just
course,
seems so darling.
Yeah, of course lovable. You think would side with her and be that way about
I'm not
it.
Siding with her.
Yeah,
I'm just
oh, yeah.
Agreeing oh, yes. with her thoughts on Sam. He's amazing.
Right.
He seems so. I will say this, he's almost too nice. Like, I'd get sick of him real fast, but man, I'll take a chance on that. Woo! Let's have a fun old time.
Take a chance. And there you go
again. Take a chance.
Anyway, and that's all in fun, but I do think that's, look, those are little side projects.
Little
I don't
side
see any
things.
Reason for John to not want to be part of that. But
yeah,
okay.
I don't either.
Whatever.
No, as soon as I said it, he goes, I was like, hey, we're going to go and we're going to do the Squid Lasso Roundup. And he goes, okay, I'm going to go shopping. And he like grabs bags and runs out of the house.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm surprised by that. But
I know.
Right.
It's a pisser.
Was that your first and only notice that you gave him about Squid Lasso?
No. I mentioned it earlier this week. I was like, oh, yeah, we were going to do it. I think we tried to do it Monday. And, I definitely mentioned it to him.
I see. But so he had time to prep.
Yeah, he had time to like figure out what his excuse was going to be.
Exactly.
But there was no stopping him either. I'm like, but John, he goes, no, I got to get the job done. Got to get it up. Slam. I'm like, okay. Bye.
Well, you know, this is our world, and there's no question that we're steeled for it daily, but I get that not everyone is.
Right.
In fact, I forget how it came up the other day. We were talking about, you know, what it is we do and the partners and how they get dragged. Oh, I think it was because we were talking about Coco.
Oh, right.
And she was saying, you know, but the person that I hang with doesn't do this and doesn't maybe want all his business out there.
And none of our persons do.
None of our people seem to. It's
right,
weird.
But, you know, the people who live off our paychecks can deal. You've got a deal.
Yeah.
You just sit there and deal. How about
but
that?
He doesn't live off her paycheck yet, right. So until true, that starts happening, I'm sure he's just like, no, please don't tell all my personal
right.
details.
And if you remember, I was dating a lady before I met Christina. I don't know what the order of things were. But I was, what's that?
Is this North Bay?
Yeah, North Bay. Okay. Bag drop. or, you know, I won't say her name, but yes, she had a name. Anyway.
It was Bag Drop. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Bag Drop.
Sure.
What does that
anyway,
mean?
It means she would show up on Friday afternoon, drop her bags, mm-hmm. and leave at some point on Sunday and never early enough.
I've got enough clothes for the weekend.
I'm all set for the weekend.
I thought it was
probably
a drug deal.
No. It's one of those things when you hang with, like the Bay Area is so big, and this is a normal deal where you hang with someone who lives far away and it's just not convenient or realistic for them to come on a Friday evening, have dinner, and then go home.
Right. Why mm-hmm. would you? Especially if any action's happening. You'll be familiar with the bag. If the things continue with Beefcake, yeah, you're going to be familiar. But you, intimately. Or I should say, he will be familiar with the bag drop. Right.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Start packing those bags, Nikki.
Yeah, start packing those bags, Nick.
Anyway, she was someone that didn't feel comfortable with our the way we are. And I, there was nothing I could tell that girl. Right. I'm like, this is it. This is what I do.
This is how it is.
Like, I can't make it softer for you. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I really like you. So if you can't, you can't. And she couldn't.
I'm not going to fight with you about it. You know, I was already with John when I started to do radio, and there were times when I was like, I can't believe that came out on the air, and I actually think he's going to divorce me.
I remember you saying that after many breaks, I was
bummed a couple times, and then, but the thing was that he was just always so like, I don't care, it's all lies.
It's all lies.
And I would go, it isn't lies. And he'd be like, nobody knows. It's not real. I don't care.
Well, good for him.
He just always shined it. Just did not care.
I would like to think that he also saw that we had something happening here and that he realized.
I would like to think that too.
I got to roll with this. This is going to happen.
You know, you marry someone and all of a sudden they start telling all your stuff. But it's a.
But you just said it. He's good at judging and yep. observing, and I'm sure he must have gotten a look at it and realized,
this thing's got some legs.
This thing might go.
In Philly, he had this friend, Michelle, who actually he's still friends with now, and she was actually great. And I guess he talked to her about it a little bit, and she had heard the one thing on her way to meet him at work. And she gently ribbed him, and he said, yeah, you know, Michelle didn't think less of me. I'm like, all right, well, if Michelle's okay with it, that's fine. Michelle was kind of into me, just to give you a little hint.
I was going to say, so she's the bar. That's strange.
Did you ever meet her when we lived in Philly?
Oh, nope.
She was at John's 50th. Did you meet her there? Oh, you didn't get,
I was at John's 50th. Is that the one you had where you put your band set up?
No, that was my 50th.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't at John's 50th.
Yeah, John's 50th was in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah, I just remember that. You know, he's 57 now. I don't know how.
Wow, that was 7 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you go to Vegas?
No, I couldn't make it. Oh. I wanted to. I couldn't make it.
It was such a crazy.
Well, everyone wants to go to Vegas. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's Vegas the whole time. Yeah,
I got to bring someone with me though when I go.
You do. It's a good idea. Vegas, you wouldn't want to be alone in Vegas. Vinny.
Vegas presents a lot of problems for me.
Yeah, definitely.
As steeled as I am against making a huge mistake, I really don't want to flirt with it.
No.
And by that I mean drinking. Disaster. I just don't want to. The way they're like walk around handing drinks to people.
Oh right,
as long as you're in here.
They're not charging you. We just like you to stay, so here's a drink.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you double down on that, huh? We would love to have your money in some way other than through drinks.
Right.
Anyway, it's Friday the whole day. Actually, today, you know, I try to squeeze a nap in on Fridays, and I actually love sleeping when it's raining. So hopefully I'll get a good solid nap in and be raring to go for the happy hour this afternoon.
But then where will you go tonight?
Nowhere.
Oh, so you take a nap and try to stay up, but you're going to
stay. Well, we're going to watch Dune. Dune debuts tonight.
Oh.
Isn't that Timothy Chalamet guy?
It's not about me. Riley is such a huge fan of the Dune books, and John is a huge fan of the Dune books, and I've read the Dune books a long time ago, and also Timothy Chalamet's in this movie.
Oh, okay.
I think it's an added bonus, right? Is it Zendaya? Or Zendaya?
Somebody. Yeah, I think she's in that too.
I think she plays. I think Zendaya. The chick's name is Aaliyah or Aliana or something like that.
But it says she plays Chani.
Oh, she's a Fremen.
All right.
Oh, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
It's a huge movie. It's in theaters, but it's also on HBO Max. So I guess we're gonna get to watch that. I don't know if we
love HBO
pay
Max.
Extra. I don't know if we have to pay extra, but aren't all the Warner movies coming out on both or something? So I'm excited about
it. That's cool that you can watch Dune at home.
I know. I'm really excited about it. I love this whole new, this movie availability thing that we've got going on right now. But what we really have going right now is a morning show, and we're going to get to it. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back Friday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.